You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Matt Wilhelm, Andrew Gribble here in Berea in the Dog Bowl. And we've been mentioning a little fun bit of audio of Solomon Wilcots, former NFL player, and Eric Davis, former NFL player as well, gave the NFL Network a list of their top five cornerbacks in the NFL. It did not include our own Joe Haden. Let's hear that audio now.
Number five, how about Brent Grimes? This guy can do it all. He's grimy. He'll make all the tackles. He can play man-to-man coverage, play from offense. We all remember that play.
Well, you remember that play because you see a smaller corner going up against the bigger DBs, and you don't see a lot of that in the league right now. Everyone's looking for that big corner, but this guy, small guy, can play anywhere in any system, knows how to make plays, and I would put Grimy on my squad any day.
We here at the NFL Network, our number four guy, how about Aqib Talib? He's long, rangy, and he's fearless. He'll take on any of the top big wide receivers around the National Football League. He's got a lot of courage. I love the way that he plays and competes.
Well, he competes very well, whether you put him in the slot, outside. He can play left side, right side, can play man or zone, big body, able to match up with any receiver in the league, and that's why he's got to be on your list. This is another guy that you can win with.
Our number three guy, he reminds me of Rod Woods, Patrick Peterson,
right?
Because he can affect your team on special teams as well. He gets the ball in his hand, good things happen. I still believe he can improve his man-to-man coverage skills, even though he's in my top five, but he can find the ball, and when he gets it, he's going to do something with it.
Yeah, you put him. You talked about the special teams aspect of this guy. I mean, he's a returner, but a natural returner. So once you put the ball in his hands, and he's a bigger body also, he's physical. Yeah, maybe he can improve the man skills, but this guy can still man zone, and he's a punt returner that can get it to the house.
This is where it gets interesting, because our number two guy, Richard Sherman. You don't try Richard Sherman, and Aaron Rodgers found that out in the NFC Championship game. You try Richard Sherman. No matter what you think about him, he can come up with the football.
This is the guy that had a three-game stretch last year where he had more receptions and yards than the receivers he was covering. I mean, this guy pitched a shutout three games straight. I had interceptions, didn't give up a pass. That right there is production. Forget the system.
Our number one guy, Darrell Revis. You know why he's number one?
Well,
because
put
teams,
number one.
They pay him a boatload of money no matter where he goes, whether it's New England, whether it's the Jets twice, or playing in Tampa, and he also will get you a Super Bowl ring.
Now, you know, I'm going to step away from the money. I make him number one because this is the guy, when you talk about how guys do in different systems, he's been in three different systems.
Right.
He's been in three different uniforms, and all he's done is put it down in those uniforms. That guy right there is showing me he's the best at it.
He can play man, he can play zone.
There it is. That was Solomon Wilcots and Eric Davis of the NFL Network giving their list of the top five cornerbacks in the National Football League. And as I mentioned, Cleveland Browns' Joe Haden left off that list. I think the only certainty on this list is, well, two now. I think Revis Sherman at 1-2 is a consensus. Mm-hmm. Am I correct in saying
no,
that?
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And I think that that's when you get in the discussion between Haden and then the other three guys, Peterson, Grimes, and Aqib Talib. That's where I'm going to put Joe Haden. If I'm looking at that group of four, I put him in the top half of that group of four. So I could see him being anywhere like third or fourth. I think the thing that maybe kind of perked my ears a little bit is when they talked about Patrick Peterson, they talked more about his special teams than his actual covering ability, which, you know, that's not a fair fight. I mean, Joe Haden's not doing special teams out there. You know, he's not returning punts. So if we're talking just exclusively defensive back qualities, that to me leads me to believe that Haden should be higher than him on this list if you're just looking just at being a defensive back. So, I think that's where I put him. I think it stinks that he's not in this top five, but it's hard to like find fault with any of those five.
Right.
Those are five great defensive backs.
There's really seven or eight great cornerbacks in the National Football League.
Yeah.
One and two are definitive, as I already said, in Revis Sherman. But then what type of year they have 1 year to the next can drop a guy from third to sixth, even off that top five list.
Yeah, and here's my question. What separates Revis and Sherman? Why is Revis number one and why is Sherman number two? What do you see as the difference?
The big difference for me is I think Revis has been doing it longer. He's been that guy since he popped on the scene, you know, with the Jets, what, 6-7 years ago. And I think, you know, Sherman's just going into his sixth year right now, fifth-round draft pick. And as you heard either Solomon or Eric Davis said, Revis has been able to do what he does best on whatever team he shows up on. First trip to New York, obviously made his name for himself. You know, gets, I think, traded to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Still plays well, but on a really bad football team. And then, you know, to New England, made $20 million, you know, basically wanted more than $20 million, could have still been there, but goes back to New York. And in some cases, along with that defensive front, Darrell Revis on the back end, Cromartie on the opposite side, makes the New York Jets a viable option in the in a very good AFC East, which almost brings me back to another point. As I mentioned, Darrell Revis in Tampa Bay. And I throw this back at you. How much of Joe Hayden being a Cleveland Brown, a team that hasn't had a whole lot of success winning football games, competing for division championships, lack of following nationally because we're essentially a small market team, not playing on a whole lot of primetime, hurts him on a list like this?
Yeah, that's the thing I think has an effect on these rankings. I then go back and see Brent Grimes isn't exactly a household name at this point yet, and he made the list. I think the thing that maybe is hurting Hayden with these rankings, and he would admit this too, is that his first month of the season wasn't great for 2014. But those final 3 months, October, November, December, he was fantastic. He was lights out, and at the end of the season, he was playing through some pain, was still getting on the field and playing at a really high level, shut down A.J. Green and a lot of the league's top receivers. So I think if you bottled into those 3 months of the season, he's easily top five without question. I think he's having that first couple weeks held against him as maybe this like tiebreaker of sorts for these kind of rankings. But you know, this is for Hayden. I mean, this is motivation, I would say, for him if he wants to prove these guys wrong. But you know, within this building, he's had multiple coaches call him the best defensive back in the league. So this team certainly thinks highly of him, and I think he's gonna show. With this defensive backfield getting better, I think, in this offseason, I think he's positioned to be even better this coming season.
Now, I know we got finally got some quality play out of Buster Skrine last year opposite Joe Hayden, who took a free agent deal to the New York Jets. And the consensus, both locally here and nationally, is that Tremont Williams is an upgrade over the player that Buster Skrine was because of, you know, his track record, his productivity, how long he's been playing, and covering teams' number ones for most of his career there in Green Bay. Do you think that is a situation that can only help Joe Hayden increase his role, his standing as one of the top five cornerbacks in the National Football League?
Yeah, and I think the thing too is Tremont is more of a traditional outside cornerback, whereas Buster he's playing where he's probably best, and that's in the slot with the Jets. And I think too, the emergence of K'Wan Williams, who is just his name just keeps buzzing and buzzing for over the last couple of months with what he's been doing on the practice field. I think Pro Football Focus just highlighted him as a potential breakout player this year. He's getting more recognition for what he's been doing in the slot. So if you have those two guys on the field with Joe at the same time, it's only going to make things easier. I think Hayden this offseason is even diversifying his game even more. He said he's learning how to play in the slot even more. You see him guarding Taylor Gabriel a lot in practice. That's only going to make him better at maybe stopping some of those quicker receivers, because we all know Joe has been even better against those tall, big targets. He's fared pretty well against them.
Absolutely, and I think the one thing for me that I'm looking forward to most is, and we're all going to take it for granted, is how talented and how concrete our defensive backfield is right now. Now, injuries happen, suspensions happen. You know, name of the father, so that doesn't happen to this Browns team. But you look at Joe Hayden, Tremont Williams, you've got K'Wan Williams, as you said, mentioned by Pro Football Focus as an up-and-comer, and to solidify his role as a top nickel corner in the National Football League, you got Dante Whitner. We now have Tashawn Gibson. That defensive backfield is very talented. And oh, by the way, we've got two rookies in Justin Gilbert vying for an opportunity that's going to push Tremont Williams or push somebody for an opportunity or a role in this football team. You also have Pierre Desir, who played very well at the end of last football season, vying, you know, he's going to have to play special teams to make this roster, but pushing Justin Gilbert, pushing Tremont Williams, And so I think the growth that they can have, there's not going to be a significant drop-off. Does Joe Haden, Tremont Williams, K-1 Williams have to miss a game, miss a quarter, miss a play because of the talent in that room?
And if the defensive line and pass rush gets better too, there's going to be even more opportunities for them to make plays. That might have been something else. I mean, Haden, if he has a big interception type of season, that would kind of even elevate him even higher on the list. But, you know, it's like with Revis. I mean, the guy doesn't get thrown at. I mean, that's the biggest compliment as a defensive back, not necessarily interceptions or passes defense. I mean, if they're avoiding you, that's the best case scenario.
It absolutely is. Well, we're going to take a timeout. Andrew and I are formulating the top five things that we are looking forward to seeing at Browns minicamp. So Andrew and myself will give you our top five. Hopefully you'll be tuned in and ready for minicamp. This is one step closer to training camp. Real football, folks, where they put the pads on. Matt Wilhelm, Andrew Gribble on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.